This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Found Sean Penn, probably dug him out of some rat hole, and they actually got his opinion on what people should be doing during the Chinese Wuhan crisis. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It is Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. To find out more about us, it's easy to keep up, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Guessing you're still on lockdown, guessing you're still in quarantine, guessing, I know, that you're still alive. Unless, of course, you are in death and you can hear my voice. But if not, you're still living. You're among the people who have survived the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Yeah, California is putting homeless people in hotels. That's how bad it's gotten. They're going to solve their homeless problem by saying, hey, hotels, you must take these people in. And let me tell you something. When you think about I don't even know how many is now. We got California, Illinois, there's like four or five states. They said 80 million Americans are under quarantine. Don't leave your homes. Don't leave your homes because you could catch the dreaded Wuhan virus. I'm going to give you some numbers here on just how unsafe it is to be out there. I was out there all weekend. I've been out there this week. I've got symptoms of the flu. I've had symptoms of the flu or a cold for months. I'm just saying. I came back from Mar-a-Lago. I had the worst sore throat. I told people it was the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life. I put myself in quarantine in my home. No, by the way, nobody else got the dreaded whatever I had at the time. For all I know, it was Chinese Wuhan. I happened to survive it. It was the worst thing I'd ever felt throat-wise. I mean, as far as a flu bug goes, I felt worse. I think I lost 5 pounds on this one. I've lost 13, 14 pounds on the flu and survived it. Anyway, they got people in quarantine, 80 million people quarantined. Let me tell you something. Leftists would love to quarantine conservatives. Don't think they aren't looking at this situation for nefarious reasons. The Bernie boys have said they want to put us in gulags. Before you start dismissing me and calling me a conspiracy kook, I want you to understand there are people out there, if they could detect that you were a conservative, they would beat you up, put you in the gulag, put you in jail, take away your money, take away your freedom. I've seen these classless clowns, and I've watched their activities, and I don't want, unless they do something illegal, I don't care what their attitudes are. They care what your attitude is. They care what the ideas that come out of your head. I had a friend, his kiddo was wearing his MAGA hat. This boy is like 3-4 years old, got his MAGA hat, and he puts in chalk on the street, in his neighborhood, Trump train, get on the Trump train. I love this little kid. In Chicago, puts get on the Trump train. And then his parents come out and they wash it off and they go, while we appreciate his freedom of speech, we don't like what he's saying. And they washed off the chalk. And then the threats came to him. And you know what I told him? I said, man, you tell me if you want this. I have 50 thumpers. I'm talking about head knockers in front of your house within 24 hours. And if anybody bothers you, your family, and your little boy, they will absolutely take care of business. That's where I was with him. Oh, man. Hey, before I get into the show a little bit more, because I'm going to get into this Wuhan and the celebrities that have the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, because that's how you can measure what's going on with the Chinese Wuhan is with these celebs, okay? I want to give a shout-out to Sergeant Major Steigerwald. 94 years old, passed away a couple days ago. I went to Marine Military Academy. Sergeant Major Steigerwald served in Iwo Jima and Guadalcanal. I mean, he has been not only in World War II, he was in the Korean conflict, and he was in the Vietnam War. This man has seen it all, and he came to teach at my school when I was at a formative young age. At the Marine Military Academy, and he passed away a couple days ago. He was father to many young men. He made many young men into men. into men. And as my career developed after I left school, the sergeant major kept in touch with me, and he would tell me how proud he was of me, how proud he was when he would see me on Fox News beating up on some stupid leftist. And he knew that those principles that he and the other drill instructors instilled in us when we were cadets at that school are the reason for some of our successes and the reason for mine. There are more Navy SEALs than went through my school. That's how challenging it was. And my youngest son will be there over the summer because every kid should have to go through that experience and should be able to meet men of that character, of that caliber in their lives and have them influence them the way the Sergeant Major did me. So I want to give a tribute to Sergeant Major William Sagarwal. We called him Wes. He'd always sign his initials, W-E-S, when he signed something for you. And at 90 years old, I remember him writing to me, telling me how proud he was when he saw me on Fox. And his text would be really big. He'd blow it up to where he could see it. And he finally wrote me a note, and it was so jumbled up. I could read it. I could understand it. But he said to me, Kev, he says, I'm going blind. Probably going to be the last note I send you, but I just want you to remember how proud I am of you. Well, guess what, Wes? I'm proud of you too, buddy. Because there's a special place in heaven for guys like you who have protected this nation despite these idiots that we've had to protect. And you did it. You did it freely. You didn't care about them. You said, you know what? The nation is bigger than these clowns. So rest in peace, Wes. Anyway, the number of cases of Chinese Wuhan virus continues to grow. Yeah, I saw a number. It was 343,000 cases worldwide. Worldwide! Number of deaths remains surprisingly low, though. Surprisingly low. Speaking of which, it made me think about the notables who have the old Chinese Wuhan. Now, I told you guys, I said, here's how you're going to be able to measure the old Chinese Wuhan and what impact it's going to have on the economy. And we'll get into that as well, because Mnuchin has made some announcements. And, of course, the Democrats want to block it because they can't let President Trump be the person who's the hero, saying we're going to give money back to you, give your money back to you in a time of crisis. Guess what, America? You're going to get your money back. That's what President Trump is effectively saying. So anyway, notables who got the Chinese Wuhan, and I'm going to get into that in the next segment. But before I get into that, I want to make a prediction. I want to predict that soon it will be considered a badge of honor to have survived the Wuhan virus, the Chinese Wuhan virus. Celebrities will use it to promote their movies. Anybody who's got a flu or a cold will say they had the virus and they survived it. You're going to see stories written about this pandemic, and everybody will be heroes for just surviving the most survivable pandemic in history.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I remember we were doing these health classes or whatever, and Wes would come in, Sergeant Major Steigerwald, and he would say, so you want to stay away from little Susie Rottencrotch. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They were talking about STDs, and they would say, you got to stay away from little Susie Rottencrotch. Never forgot that. And he always said, he had this way of delivering his lines. So you see, and he had this at the end of everything. But let me tell you, that little short sergeant major, that little Marine, was a freaking badger. I mean, I can only imagine what he was in combat, especially all these drill instructors. Drill instructor Gunny Morton, Master Sergeant McLaughlin, all those guys that impacted many, many lives, hundreds, maybe thousands of lives, depending upon what years they were there. Certainly hundreds, and more than likely thousands. There's hardly a place I go that I don't talk about the Marine Military Academy where somebody doesn't bring up Gunny Morton. Went on to play for the Baltimore, coach for the Baltimore, Colts at the time, or maybe played for him. All the Morton boys were big, man, when I went to the Marine Military Academy. Kenny and Mike, who just recently passed away. I know you guys are going, Kevin, we don't know these people. Well, so what? These are people that were important in my life. That's why I'm giving a shout out to them. So anyway, Sergeant Major Steigerwald, one of the most influential men in my life, passed away. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I was talking about the number of cases of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan it's growing worldwide. We're up to, I don't know, 0.0000 something of the percentage of the world population. There are almost 8 billion people in the world. We've lost less than 500,000. You can do the math. Do it yourself. Yet we're in a lockdown, right? But here's what I told you guys a while back. I said you can measure things by what happens when celebrities get them. It's kind of like there was a comedian, and he talked about it ain't a disease, really, until a celebrity gets it.
I'm getting tired of famous people making me give money to the disease that they got. Yeah, whatever, all right? And I don't mind that, but it's selfish. But be honest with your selfishness. What I'm saying is, okay, I'm diabetic. I have diabetes, but I'm going to try to be honest with you. If I didn't have diabetes, that wouldn't be the disease of my choice. Do you understand what I'm saying? So since I have diabetes, I want there to be a cure because I got it. Now, Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, and that's terrible. But I just want him to be honest with his problem. I don't, because he's on TV every 5 minutes talking about how terrible the disease Parkinson's disease is. But I just want him to be honest with his selfishness. I want to ask him a question. I'm going to be like, hey, Mike, listen, I know you got Parkinson's disease, but what about cancer and AIDS? Aren't those important, too? And I just want to see him go, yeah, they're important, but you know what? I ain't got that. So I'm not going to give money to something I don't have. If somebody famous don't have your disease, you are dead. You are finished.
So true. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The late, great Patrice O'Neal, one of the funniest dudes on the planet, should be a household name. And he nailed it. He nailed it. Anyway, famous people getting Chinese Wuhan. Well, most recently we found out that Senator Rand Paul has gotten the Wuhan virus. First senator, I guess, to recognize. And I think there's a couple of people in the House that got it, right? I'm asking my producers, is that right? I don't know. I think I read that two House members had it. 435 members, two people have it. I'm going to make a surprising prediction for you and say that neither one of those two, if they do have it, will die. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that the Wuhan virus is not going to kill Senator Rand Paul. I'm going to go out there. I know. This is a dangerous move for me, but I'm just going to go out on a limb. But those aren't really celebrities. The celebrities out there that have it are people like Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson. I learned that they got the old dreaded Wuhan while they were in Australia. Here's what the story reads. It says, Hank and his wife feel better 2 weeks after first exhibiting coronavirus symptoms, the actor said. This was on Sunday. And he said he reminded his followers of the importance of shelter in a place to help stem the pandemic. Sheltering in place works like this. You don't give it to anyone. You don't get it from anyone. Common sense? No, Hanks wrote. He added, going to take a while, but if we take care of each other, help work where we can, and give up some comforts, this too shall pass. We can figure this out. Wow. I don't know about you, but those are some inspiring words. It just makes me want to go out and, I don't know, shoot myself. Yeah, both of them are 63 years old. They were in Australia for pre-production of Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis Presley film when they tested positive for the virus, briefly hospitalized before being released into isolation, get this, at an undisclosed Australian residence. It's so pandemic that they're going to go and pretty much give the disease all to some residents in Australia. Somebody else is going to go there and the Chinese Wuhan is going to be lurking, going, aha, so you come to house. We give you disease. Now, I don't know what the plan is, but here's what I'm telling you. It's so heinous of a disease, they let them out of the hospital and sent them to a house. Now, don't think they sent them to any house. This is a house that overlooks an ocean, and it's probably got maids and butlers and people serving them. But don't think that they're taking care of themselves.
but it's a dreaded, heinous, worldwide pandemic. Oh, Kevin, you're making light of it. Come on, Kev. Kev, you need to stop. You're making light of this. People are dying. Yep, people are dying. It happens every day, a couple hundred thousand times a day. I guarantee you, look, people have told me, Kevin, it's not a comparison when you compare the number of suicides and the number of people killed in traffic accidents to the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And I go, well, how is it not? Okay, so what is it necessarily compared to? The number of people who die from some medical condition, heart disease, kidney failure, renal failure, is that called? What? Encephalitis? Pick whatever you want, and I'm going to tell you something. More people die of that than the old dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Yeah. But anyway, that's the Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks update. No deaths. Like I said, I'm going to go out on that flimsy, fruit-filled limb and tell you, I believe that the Hanks, over the age of 50, are going to survive this. I believe they will. I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad as they made it out to be. Who else has it? Disgraced movie mogul, Harvey Weinstein has tested positive for the coronavirus in prison and most likely contracted the disease where? At Rikers Island. He's 68. He's in isolation in the Wendy Correctional Facility near Buffalo where he tested positive over the weekend. The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision wouldn't confirm or deny his condition, citing health care privacy. You don't need to know how Harvey's doing. So anyway, Harvey's in prison. I suspect they might know how Harvey got. It could be from another inmate. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. More on the dreaded Chinese Wuhan when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a deal appears to be close on a massive bipartisan economic stimulus package.
We are close to a bill that takes our bold Republican framework, integrates further ideas from both parties, and delivers huge progress on each of the four core priorities.
The senator from Kentucky also says
the working men and women of this country do need direct relief from government in this crisis, but for goodness sakes, they also need their paychecks.
Stocks are rebounding after a rough start to the week. The Dow has been up as much as 1,500 points in early trading. And the coronavirus pandemic is leading the government to delay the federal Real ID program indefinitely. The program seeks to make all state-issued identification more secure and uniform with national standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
America under lock and chain, lock and key,
or whatever they call it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Have you self-quarantined? Have you practiced social distancing? I will tell you, I was at the grocery store the other day because... Yeah, it's funny, I looked in my freezer and I went, not quite prepared as I thought for the dreaded zombie apocalypse. You know, how long could I eat if the cake hit the fan? And got a freezer, my aunt bought me a freezer, and so she was like, stock that thing up, because the refrigerators don't keep, you don't have a whole lot of room in your typical refrigerator. So she says, go here, I'm going to get you a freezer. She got me a freezer. And I was looking in there, and I got some ribs. You know, brother got to have his ribs. I got also a few things, but I was like, I don't have enough. So I went and went shopping, and I'm telling you, there was no social distancing. I mean, we were within feet of each other. I mean, like, literally, not, I mean, we weren't inside a space, you know, like you get within an arm's length, but I was well within 6 feet of people. I was at Costco, even golfed with some black folks, dude that used to be the Morgan State track coach, so we talked a lot because, you know, I'm an old track star. And anyway, we're talking to him, and it was he and his wife and then a friend of theirs who's a woman, and I was the fourth. And we fist bumped, but we were, well, you know, we were, oh, hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, you know, we were doing all the cool stuff. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. I'm talking about the dreaded Wuhan virus. Quarantine, the number of celebrities or famous people, if you will, who have it. Most right now, we've got Senator Rand Paul, who's got it. And I made a prediction that he will survive it. We've got Rita, what's her face, and Tom Hanks. Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks, they've been with it for a while. They said, it was so tough. As they're staying in a luxury home in Australia, not in a hospital. Yeah, the Chinese Wuhan virus is so dreaded that they got it. They got released from a hospital and they went to stay at an undisclosed residence in Australia where they're filming. Yeah, it's so bad. My bet is if you would have put a camera on them, they're filming right now, probably doing something. Who knows? Glad you guys are with me. Idris Elba, he got it. Yeah, let me tell you a few people who got it. So Andy Cohen, you know, from Bravo TV, gay dude that does all the recaps of the Rich Housewives and shows like that where all these people fight it out. He got it probably from one of them Rich Housewives. Who knows? So all these shows are on hiatus right now. I don't know how you're dealing with it, but I was doing the TV the other day. All sports is old. 2018 this, 2019 this. And all the TV shows are a bunch of reruns, right? I rather like it. I love that Hollywood is suffering, but that's a whole other deal. Idris Elba, pretty famous guy, but black actor, getting very, very popular. Amazing actor, seriously. If you can find any work he's done, it's usually pretty good. But Idris They were going to make him the Black James Bond. And I think they still, he may be still in the running for that. But he got it. And it was, let me tell you what his was. March 16th, he got it. And they said he was asymptomatic. His wife either had it or got exposed to it. He got tested and they go, oh, you have it. It is so dreaded, the Chinese Wuhan virus, that Idris Elba got it and didn't even know that he had it. So now he's telling all his, you know, his followers, hey, listen, I've tested positive for the old dreaded Chinese Wuhan, but things will be okay. I'll be acting soon. You know, just everybody sit tight. We'll be all good to go, you know. So Idris has it. Sophie Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada's wife, she's got it. Sophie. Mild symptoms of a cold, they reported her, Sophie. Kevin Durant. And at least three other NBA players. And I've made the prediction. I know, Kev, man, you are going out there on a limb. I'm going to predict that all of the NBA, all of the NBA, the NAACP, the NCAA, oh, I'm going to make you a prediction that they all survived the dreaded Wuhan virus. These four NBA ballers, if there's any NFLers, if there's any Major League Baseball, some MLBs, if there's some NCAAs who get it, they're all going to survive the dreaded Wuhan virus. Who else has it? Christopher Hivju. Now, I didn't even know who this dude was, but apparently he was in Game of Thrones. And get this, he had mild symptoms of a cold. Oh, let me go back to these NBA ballers. Most of them had mild symptoms of a cold. They get tested. They're all in quarantine now, away from their supposedly away from their families and friends and whatever. And I'm going to make a prediction. What do you think it is? Yes, they're all going to survive. Yeah. So all of them will survive. Here's one. I don't even know who this is, but I'm going to tell you. Rachel Matthews. She was diagnosed on March 16th. Guess who she is? This is a celeb. I went to a celebrity site because I wanted to know who are the important people, the elitist, who got the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And I went to this site. It's called, I don't even remember the name of it, like The Daily, or it's not The Beast. Anyway, something like that. And they told me that this girl, her name is Rachel Matthews. She is the voice in Frozen 2, one of the voices in Frozen 2. She had sore throat, fatigue, and a headache. Got tested and had the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Mm-hmm. Daniel Day Kim, March 19th. He's from the show Lost, no longer in production. I'm telling you who the celebrities are that have this. These are the people that are at potential risk. Okay? Daniel Day Kim, March 19th, he got diagnosed. He's from Lost, the show Lost. He had, get this, scratchiness in his throat. And this is the dreaded Wuhan. They tested him. He tested positive. And he sent out a note. Oh, my gosh, people, everybody just stay in quarantine. Do the right thing. Because you could end up with scratchiness in your throat. Or as Idris Elba had, you could be asymptomatic. It can never realize itself in you. But you be careful out there. Or some of these other ones that have cold symptoms, mild symptoms of a cold. You do not want this. And then the occasional, you know what? I'm pretty sick. And the very, very rare, I died. And I'll get to all those in a second. There's another guy, another celebrity, right? You're going to know, sure. We all know who Colton Underwood is, right? Don't you all know who Colton Underwood is? What are you, living under a rock? He's one of the Bachelors. And you know what Colton has? He says, man, this has really been rough. I've had shortness of breath. Whew. Well, I'll tell you what. When I trained in track, I had a lot of shortness of breath. After running quarter mile after quarter mile after quarter mile, and coach going, you better run it in under 52 seconds, Jason. Yeah, I had shortness of breath when I ran six of them in a row for training. Or when you overtrain for the quarter and you run the 600 and you got a time you got to hit. Yeah, I had a little shortness of breath. Folks, that's it. Oh, I mentioned earlier, the Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks, they're in day whatever. They're a couple weeks in. Harvey Weinstein's been diagnosed. He's 68. He caught it in Rikers. I talked about that in a previous segment. I don't know what Harvey's going to do, but I suspect he's going to live. You know? And that's the list of celebrities. As of the time that I did this program. Now, I didn't go do a whole lot of other research. Maybe, for example, Denzel has it. Maybe, who? Give me some good actors and people out there that's in the mainstream. Maybe Jason Bourne. What's his name? Ben Affleck and what's his face? Maybe they got it. Maybe George Clooney has picked it up or something. No? No, none of them have it? Yeah, so that's the list of celebs who have the dreaded disease. And that's why we have to sing Imagine. Imagine there's no Hollywood. Da, 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 da. We could only hope. I mean, this is why we're having such a conniption. That's the Hollywood list, okay? That's the number of people who are out there. You know, man, we got to do this thing. They're making PSAs. Stay in. Don't do it, man. Stay back. Yeah, we even have leftists. They're giving away masks. They're showing their humanitarianism, not just by singing Imagine. Imagine there's no Pelosi. Da-da-da-da-da. I'll only wish it were true. No Schumer. No Congressional Black Caucus. Imagine all the people. Oh, man. This is the most overblown. Look, there are people out there who disagree with me. Oh, Kevin, we got to stop this thing. We got to stay away. We got to do it. Okay, well, the next time a cold breaks out or a new flu season comes, you think this is the way we're supposed to behave? People who know that we have a level of mortality? Hey, how would you like it to where nobody comes to your funeral? Nobody comes to your wedding? Nobody comes to celebrate your birthday, your life? Let's just shut down life as we know it, because we human beings who are going to die are not going to get out there because of this virus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to wait and give the numbers here in the next hour. It'll blow you away. It will blow you away. I promise you, I'm going to break down Chinese Wuhan into an irrefutable numbers that you go, this is ridiculous on a massive scale. Just wait till the next hour. I'm not even joking. If you find a better hour of radio that breaks this down, please let me know. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. In the next hour. Right now I want to talk about the president, and I've alluded to it, how he's stealing the thunder of this. It started out, you know, and it's never taken enough, gathered enough steam for the left to where they can be like, oh man, we got that Donald Trump behind the eight ball. Cause they want to, they want to see this quote pandemic just completely destroy Trump. They want his economy shot. They want the stock market shot. And I could go on. So that's the game. Okay. Now, what Trump has done is he said, I'm going to shore this thing up. I'm going to make sure that you can't get that done. So, and I'm going to play this clip from Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, because he, I mean, pretty much gives you the game plan. And if you don't have faith that Donald Trump knows what the heck is going on, you just wait until we explain everything that Mnuchin says in this clip.
Let me just walk you through the highlights of the package, because the president is very determined to protect American workers. We've ordered a major part of the economy to shut down, and the president wants to protect them. So the first part are what I call small business retention loans. If you're a small business, you'll get 2 weeks of cash flow to pay your workers. You need to retain them. You'll also get some overhead. And if you do that, those loans will be forgiven. That's about half of our workforce. That will allow small businesses to keep people and make sure when we open the economy, they're up and running. The second part is direct deposits. The average direct deposit or check for a family of four will be approximately $3,000. This you can think of as a bridge for them to get through this quickly. The third component is enhanced unemployment insurance for people that are laid off due to the coronavirus. And the fourth component is a significant package working with the Federal Reserve. Will have up to $4 trillion of liquidity that we can use to support the economy. And that's it. Those are broad-based lending programs under Section 13.3. We can leverage our equity working with the Federal Reserve. And then on top of it, the president is determined hospitals need money. There's a very significant amount of money for hospitals and medical professionals.
Democrats created a beast, and the president is rocking it. I mean, we're going to protect the economy. Small business retention loans. Get this. He's saying we're going to give you 2 weeks of cash flow to retain workers, and if you retain them, it's your money to keep. So if your payroll is, you know, whatever, $50,000 a month, we're going to give you $25,000 that you can keep. Just keep your workers. And what they're giving you is the date. They're saying, we're going to make sure that that for 2 weeks, as we get a handle on this, you're going to be protected. And they're giving you how much time that they think it's going to take to make this thing work. For those of you who've been asking, Kevin, how long you think it's going to be? How long, man? I told you guys, I was at a Dave and Buster's the day before they closed, and the guy asked me, he says, yeah, man, he goes, this is the last day we're open. He goes, I don't know how long we're going to be off. They say up to a year. I said, you're not going to be gone for a year. I said, I give it 2 weeks. He says, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Now, this was a week ago. I said, I'll give it 2 weeks. I don't know. You're looking at me like, do you know? No, I don't know. But I'm telling you this. It isn't going to go on as long as you think. And I've explained it. Were you paying attention? Were you listening to the show? The Kevin Jackson Show? It's on podcast. If you want to go to thekevinjacksonshow.com, it's there. And I said this. I said, until the Democrats can win in this in some way. When I say win, I'm talking about, until they can show that the polling is in their favor, right now it's 55% of people agree with the president on how he's addressing it, 43% don't. Those numbers are going to go up, and let me explain. Mnuchin just told you. He gave you the number. He says, we're going to give direct deposit of $3,000 to a family of four as a bridge for you, as a bridge to help you. The president's counting on a month. We're going to deposit $3,000 directly into your account for the average family of four. That's going to bridge. Do you know what that's going to do for a lot of people? For some people, they're like, what? And here's the beauty of it. The House doesn't want to pass it. Donald Trump is saying to the public, hey, look, there's money out there for you. The Democrats have given you a pandemic, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure you survive it. I'm actually going to make sure you thrive in the time of this pandemic. If they want it, I'm going to give it to you. And by the way, most of us, it's us getting our money back. It's us saying to the government, why are you holding on to money when we need it more? I know there are people, because I'm one of them. I'm saying, look, I don't want every time somebody sneezes, we're giving out money. I don't want this. But there's a time when you want it. And this is it. When you need to make a point that says, aha, You don't want me elected? I'm going to show you what I'll do. I'll use your own tactics. And now the Democrats have become the people going, no, you can't. There's something wrong with this plan. The president would say, what's wrong with my plan? A bridge loan for business. We're going to give money to the industries like American Airlines, the airline industries that are hit, you know, very hard. The restaurant industry should be getting funding. I'm just saying, the airlines, hotel, all the hospitality stuff that got disrupted, Vegas, you know, all these things that you did, I'm going to make sure they're all whole. And you know where I'm going to get the money? I'm going to get it from the Chinese. I'm going to get it from all these trade policies that I brought back. I'm going to get it from them. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure you know that there are two sets of government books, where we were headed and what you did to torpedo the economy. I'm going to have those numbers. I'm going to have estimates of what the GDP would have been had you put the blame where it belonged and had you acted more quickly. He goes on to say, enhance unemployment insurance. Some people are going to get laid off. I've got friends already telling me, man, I'm last in, last out, first out, last in, first out. Melissa's, I'm last in, first out. I get hit. Well, enhanced unemployment means it kicks in earlier. You're going to get your money quicker. So, you know, look, he's saying don't disrupt. Don't disrupt. Keep this economy going. Don't let them try to, this is, I want you to understand, this is a calculated thing by the Democrats to destroy your job, to destroy your livelihood, to make you feel angst, to get rid of that great feeling you had about this amazing economy. And they would have succeeded had it been anybody other than Trump. They would have succeeded. He is uniquely positioned to deal with this because Donald Trump's not going to panic. So what's the last thing he does? Well, not the last one, but he says, we're going to put $4 trillion of liquidity. That's all the money, not all of it, but that's a bunch of the money that he's made back. He's saying, we're going to make that investment in you. I told the Fed, have this money ready for Boeing, for all these other companies that need it. Come out, come get this money. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to wave the magic wand and he's going to say, okay, the same way that Barack Obama took your money, put it in the GM, gave him $50 billion, and then they didn't pay back $10 billion of it. You know, they paid it back over time, but they didn't pay it all back. He's going to do the same thing to every one of these industries that's been hit the hardest. I can tell you, I'm not going to go into insider stuff because I'm not allowed to, but I can tell you right now, there are major industries that are going, thank goodness, this money's going to be made available. $4 trillion. That doesn't mean he's going to spend it all. He's going to make you have to come up with some numbers and tell me what you need to get over, what you need to operate. In effect, what President Trump is going to do is he's going to fill the void that occurred, but then there's going to be a warning to say, hey, guys, you need to stop doing this. You need to stop pulling these games. I don't know what he's going to do based on that. Finally, he says, hospitals and medical professionals, we're going to get you something. It's undefined. I don't know quite what he's got in mind there, but what he's saying is if there is an overrun, if there is something that happens in the medical industry, even though we've got this crazy system known as Obamacare, I'm going to make sure you're whole. We're going to set aside money to make sure everybody's good. And you know what the Democrats are doing? They want to fight. Not going to go well for them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.